quiet today. What are you thinking about?
Well, nothing. I was just wondering what Dan Quayle's doing right now. I know it's crazy, but I was thinking about calling him.
You're gonna call Dan Quayle?
Well, I bet I could get through. They said on the news last night he's not doing much anything. I was just gonna call him up and say something like, hang in there, Dan. You're doing a good job. You keep your chin up, Dan. You know, something like that.
I'd work on that a little more.
Well, I wouldn't be thinking about it, except I'm feeling kind of blah myself. I don't know. Something about after the holidays. You know, it's not Christmas anymore, but it's not spring or summer yet.
Yeah, I know. I always get the blues after Christmas myself. Start noticing all those little things that are wrong with my life, like this closet that I've been meaning to clean out for about 19 years. I mean, I started thinking last night, you know, I just plain don't want to clean that closet out. Oh, maybe I'd just wait and see if the house burned down first. You know, all those holiday bills rolling in. Kids have both got colds. I'll tell you, that fudge and divinity in my freezer is the only thing that's getting me through this winter. This morning, took Brownie over to the vet. He told me that he had a severe overbite and should be castrated to protect the breed.
Boy, castrated. That seems a little harsh. You know, have your manhood clipped just because you have buck teeth.
I don't think so. I hate men with buck teeth.
Suzanne, you don't even know what we're talking about.
I don't have to. It's always something silly. Like yesterday when I walked in and you were wishing that you and Bill could have more romantic names like Wade and Roxanne. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you talk about all the time.
Suzanne, I don't recall addressing any of that to you.
I didn't say you addressed it to me, Charlene. I don't wait to be addressed by other women because, quite frankly, there's a lot of them out there who don't care all that much for me, and I'll be the first to admit it.
What is it? I mean, why are we all in such a rotten mood?
Well, I am in a rotten mood because I'm sick and tired of going out on dates with old men and their nurses.
Suzanne, you were supposed to pick me up a half an hour ago. We will never make it to the airport on time now.
Yes, we will, Julia. I'll just drive on a freeway shoulder. Then if we get stopped, I say you have some sort of little female hemorrhaging problem and I gotta get you to the hospital real fast. I mean, you'd be surprised how quick that gets them back in their cars.
Gee, aren't y'all excited about seeing your nieces for the first time?
Yes, I am. Come on, Suzanne, let's go.
Oh, that reminds me. Clayton called while you were upstairs. He wanted to know if his daughters had arrived.
What? I can't believe it. He only sees them once a year himself, and he's checking up on them.
Suzanne, it's not Clayton's fault he only sees them once a year.
Yes, it is. If he hadn't married and had children with someone who hates his guts and hates our whole family's guts, well, we wouldn't have had to wait so long to see him. I mean, I can't believe we had to wait till they grew up.
Come on, Suzanne.
All right, I'm coming.
Sugar Bakers. Oh, yes, she is. Mask is calling. All right, just a moment, please. It's for you.
Who is it?
A Tom Ketcherside.
Tom Ketcherside? What on earth? I can't believe this. Hello? Tom? Is that you? I had no idea you were living in Atlanta. Oh, well, I'm sure we would. Yeah, listen, Tom, I'm on my way out to the airport now, but my partners could probably come over and check it out this afternoon, then we could get together and talk about it later. What's the address? Uh-huh. I'll say about 2 o'clock. Okay, they will be there. Yeah, great to talk to you, too. Okay, bye, Tom. Tom Ketcherside. Believe it. He's an old school friend. This is some kind of condo game room or something.
Mary Jo, are you sure this is the right place?
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody here has any clothes on.
I know. I think we should go.
Hi, I'm Tom Ketcherside. Are you the guys from Sugar Bakers?
Yes, we are.
How do you do?
Nice to see you. Meet you.
Hi.
Listen, I have to apologize. Julia was in such a hurry, I didn't get a chance to tell her I live in a nudist colony. I halfway felt that she knew because a few of our mutual friends know.
Trust me, she doesn't know.
State police know y'all are doing this?
Oh, sure. Perfectly legal as long as we stay on our own property. We live just like everybody else, except we don't wear clothes. Listen, why don't we go over here and sit down and you all can introduce yourselves.
I'm Charlene, this is Mary Jo, and this is Anthony. I think that's about it.
Listen, I know this is uncomfortable at first, but I promise you, you'll get used to it. And by the way, I've heard great things about your business.
You have?
Oh, sure.
You mean we have a reputation among nudists?
Hey, I have a lot of friends who are just normal people. For that matter, we're just normal people, too. I'm sure we're just like the people who live in your own neighborhood. Isn't that right, Anthony?
Well, I wouldn't know. There are not that many naked white people running around my neighborhood.
You're an old school friend of Julia's?
That's right. We went out a few times to Chapel Hill. She's a beautiful girl. I bet she's held up well.
Oh, yes, she has. Not that I've seen her. I'm sure you've held up very well, too. Not that I'm looking.
Well, I think we better be going. We've got that other appointment, and you wanted to pick up a pecan log at Stucky's.
Right.
We haven't even talked about the furniture yet. And we want new carpeting. What kind of furniture do you see in here?
Well, gee, let me think. I don't know. I guess for starters, we could eliminate wicker.
Rachel, you really think Julie's going to go for this? I mean, for all her liberal ideas, she's really kind of a prude. I just can't picture her standing in the middle of a big gang of naked people.
Well, she doesn't have to. I mean, we could do the field work. And, I mean, you know, if she doesn't like the idea, then she can handle her end from the office, so to speak. Anyway, I mean, you know, these people aren't breaking any laws. And I think it would be wrong of us to discriminate against them just because they're naked.
Well, my mom and daddy knew I was going to be working in a nudist colony. They'd drive down here and get me.
I mean, I wouldn't want to live that way, but I guess they do make a point.
What point?
Well, I don't know. I guess that we sort of hide behind our clothes.
Thank goodness.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty interesting. Did you see that one man?
Yeah, I saw him.
And I thought all men looked alike. Boy, was I wrong.
Well, that's it for me. I'm out of here.
I just hated feeling so immature, but I just could not stop looking.
I know. I've never seen that many naked people in a group except in National Geographic. You know, and these people look better than those people. Maybe gravity's harder on you in Africa.
I wonder why people find nudity so fascinating, you know, and why it makes people so uptight.
I guess because it's forbidden. I remember when I was a kid, my girlfriend and I had never seen a naked man before, you know. And she came over one night to spend the night. And my brother Robert, he never wore pajamas, and he was a real sound sleeper. Anyway, he'd fallen asleep on top of his covers. So my girlfriend and I each got a flashlight, and we set him up on a big stack of books about 3 feet from Odell, and we just kind of spotlighted him. He woke up screaming. He thought he was being run down by a car.
Well, that is one of the most bizarre stories I've ever heard. Well, here they are. Why, we'd just about given up on y'all.
Well, Jennifer couldn't get her hair dry, and we missed our plane.
Mary Jo, Charlene, this is Camilla and Jennifer.
Welcome.
Nice to meet you.
You know, I still cannot believe those silly airport security people decided to search my suitcases. I mean, like I look like a terrorist.
Jennifer, it was just a random spot check. Anyway, if you didn't travel with so much luggage, we wouldn't be so conspicuous.
Camilla, I assure you, I would be conspicuous no matter how I traveled. Furthermore, I do not appreciate having a pack of wild dogs slobber all over my underwear and hair pieces.
One well-behaved German shepherd.
Excuse me, did I hear you say you have hair pieces?
Yeah, why?
No reason, I just didn't know they were back in style.
They are for Jennifer. She's worn them since she was little. Big hair and tiaras. We can't figure it out.
Well, I'll go out to the car and get the rest later.
Thanks, Aunt Suzanne. You know, I'm sorry I can't help, but this pinched nerve is just giving me fits.
Oh, that's all right. I usually have a pinched nerve myself. I just forgot to mention it before you did. Well, you little darlings, just relax. I'm gonna go get you a snack. I'll bet you're hungry.
Oh, that's all right, Aunt Julia. We ate on the plane. I ate on the plane. Cam hated hers. She told the stewardess the soup tasted like cattle spit. That was only because she wouldn't give me two desserts. If there's one thing I hate, it's a perky, self-righteous flying bimbo.
Well, here we are. Some cheese and crackers and some wonderful smoked sausage from Virginia that I got for Christmas.
Oh, none for me, thank you. I don't eat animal flesh.
Oh. Jennifer, how about you?
Do you have any thinly sliced veal in a light cream sauce?
I'm sorry. I did, but I had it for breakfast.
Oh, that's all right. I can just wait till we go out.
So, is this your first time in Atlanta?
Yes.
Where do y'all go to school?
I go to Yale. Jennifer goes to Southern State.
That's in Mississippi. And thanks to Aunt Suzanne, I'm a Pi Phi legacy.
That means they had to take her.
It does not. You can be a legacy and still be blackballed. We did it to a girl from Pascagoula.
So, how long do y'all get for semester break?
Oh, I get about a week. Jennifer gets longer.
Well, why is that?
She got put on probation for dating the chancellor. His wife is the dean of women.
I didn't even know he was married. But that's all right. I've had trouble with jealous females all my life. Even in kindergarten, some of the uglier little girls would stick gum in my hairpiece.
I can't believe it. That is amazing. That same thing happened to me.
Well, I'm going upstairs and freshen up.
Why don't you? And then when you come down, we'll talk about you some more.
Being on that plane just wrecked my skin.
Jennifer, don't take your things upstairs. I thought maybe you could stay with me.
Good. And Camilla can stay here in the guest room if that's all right.
Fine with me.
Now, which one of you has the living maid?
I do.
I'm yours.
Well, good morning. Y'all must have stayed out late last night.
No, we just stayed up late talking. Camilla's still asleep.
Pretty sharp little cookie, isn't she?
Yeah, she's got quite a mouth on her, too.
What do you mean?
Well, I just couldn't get a word in edgewise. I guess I've just never met anyone so young who has an opinion on virtually everything from Iran Contra to the decadence of the preppy lifestyle.
Sounds like she's right up your alley.
Yes. I like a person with convictions. I just kind of think that someone so young should be a little more unformed and carefree. Not that she isn't perfectly darling. She's just so young. In time, she will figure out she must temper her opinions with humor. She can't go around lecturing people on every topic that comes up.
Why not? You do.
Don't be silly. I certainly do not.
Julia, you do too. I cannot believe that you don't see it. Camilla is you at 19.
Mary Jo, you didn't even know me then.
Well, I didn't have to. I cannot believe it. You can't see it. I mean, she has your mouth, your attitude. Who else would use a phrase like, perky, self-righteous, flying bimbo?
Well, I guess maybe she's a little like me.
Julia, we have to talk. Where's Camilla?
Upstairs. Why?
Jennifer and I just aren't working out. I think we should switch, you know? Jennifer can stay with you. Cam can stay with me.
Why? What happened?
Well, nothing happened. We just didn't hit it off well.
Everything seemed okay last night at dinner.
Okay. Yeah, well, I guess it's okay if you enjoy going to a restaurant with a teenage nymphette who thinks every man in the place has got the big pants for her.
Suzanne, this is our niece we're talking about. Let's have a little more tolerance and better choice of words.
Tolerance? Listen, Julia, I love her because she's family, but I have to tell you, this girl is just completely self-absorbed. I mean, last night, she let me carry all the luggage upstairs because Consuelo was out. Then she took a bath, used up all the hot water, not to mention asking me to bring her a cup of tea while she was in there. It took her 3.5 hours to get ready for dinner. I mean, please, I never take longer than two. Then we got home. She proceeds to make all these long-distance phone calls, charged to me, and even wrote her boyfriend's phone number in eyeliner pencil on a guest towel. Can you believe it? I mean, she acts like the entire world is just there for her disposal.
Now, I wonder who that sounds like.
I can't believe you all.
What do you mean?
Suzanne, has it occurred to you that maybe you're having a problem with Jennifer because she's usurping your territory?
I don't even know what usurping means.
It means that you are too much like Jennifer to appreciate her, just like Cam is too much like Julia.
It's true. I cannot believe how much these girls are like you two. I mean, they even bicker like you.
Bicker? We don't bicker all that much, do we?
Well, I certainly didn't think so.
You all aren't even aware of it because you've been doing it all your lives.
You know, I did used to wish that, you know, we were more alike so I could talk to you about makeup and hair and money and men, but now I don't think I would like it.
I know. I used to wish I could talk to you, too.
About what?
Anything. But actually, I probably wouldn't like it either.
Are you
guess I sort of like being the mouth in the family. In a way, I sort of like your getting on my nerves and being the shallow one.
I guess I kind of like your insults, too. You know, I don't know why. Kind of makes me feel secure.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. And if you were known as the pretty one, well, it wouldn't be half as much fun for me to be the pretty one.
Suzanne.
What?
You went one too far.
Sorry.
Okay. I just went out to Tom Ketch's size and here are the rest of the measurements for the carpet. And let me tell y'all, if you thought it was tough going standing up, you ought to try it from knee level. Woo-hoo! Talk about trying to keep your eyes on one plane.
Tom Ketch's size. I completely forgot. How'd it go?
You mean you haven't told her?
Well, we really haven't had a chance.
Tell me what?
Well, Anthony, why don't you tell her?
No, thank you, Charlene. I'll leave that up to you and Mary Jo. Oh, by the way, Tom wants you to bring the sketches by Friday at 4 o'clock to show to the board.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay, you can call him. Oh, by the way, they want you to replace those burlap bar stools. It seems a couple of people got rope burn.
We'll make a note.
What is he talking about?
Well, we were going to tell you, Julia.
Tell me what?
Well, when we went out there, it was a little bit of a surprise. Let me ask you something. How well did you know Tom in college?
Well, we just went out together once or twice. It was no big deal.
Did you ever see him naked?
Of course not.
Well, get set. You're going to now.
What are you all talking about?
Tom is a member of a colony.
You mean he's a leper?
No, silly, a nudist.
Tom Ketcherside? You must be kidding.
Oh, no, Julie, take it from me. We are not kidding. We saw everything and then some.
Do you mean to tell me that when you met with him, he didn't have any clothes on?
Honey, nobody had any clothes on. I'm telling you, it was this huge game room just full of arms and legs and breast and hoo-haws and wahoos. I mean, it was right. Julia, if you had been there, you would have died.
Wait a minute. You mean men and women are just walking around in front of each other in their birthday suits?
That's right.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, what's the point of getting married if you can see somebody naked without paying for it?
You're not mad at us for accepting the job, are you?
No. Why should I be mad at you? I suppose we should just treat them as we would any other client. Hell, we'd probably make way too big a deal out of people not wearing clothes anyway. Like in college, in my art class, there were always these two silly women who giggled every time the nude male model walked in.
Yeah. Yeah, I just hate that when people act so immature.
Yeah, me too.
So, who all's going on Friday? Julia, I'm sure you'll want to go because you'll want to see Tom. And I'm sure he wants to see you. And I have to go because I did the sketches. You gonna go, Charlene?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose I could go.
Well, if you're all gonna go, I'm gonna go too.
What for?
Look around.
I don't know about y'all, but I don't think that could have gone better. I mean, was it just me, or did they love every single sketch?
They loved them, Mary Jo. I thought we covered this in the car.
Julia, I just have to say again that I thought you were incredible. I mean, here this completely nude man that you used to date walks up and kisses you, and you didn't bat an eyelash. I mean, I don't know how you did it. I don't know how he did it. I mean, to me, that'd be like going to your high school reunion naked. Talk about pressure.
Well, if you asked me, there weren't all that many good-looking bodies out there. I mean, compared to backstage at Miss America, it was slim pickings. You know what I say? I say what grandmother used to say. If it doesn't look good, don't stick it out on your front porch.
Well, here they are, the little darlings, all ready to go.
All packed for the airport, and I gotta say, it's a good thing that we own a moving van.
I wish you'd stop teasing me. I don't have all that much luggage.
Jennifer, get serious. Traveling with you is like being on Cleopatra's barge.
Nah, don't be too hard on your sister. When you get older, you'll find out that you like her more than you think.
That's right. And just remember, when she's annoying you and you're insulting her, well, then everything's the way it's supposed to be.
Suzanne, I'm sorry I burned your bedspread with my curling iron.
Oh, that's all right. It's no big deal.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured. I mean, anybody who owns a pig.
Okay, Jennifer, let's roll. Bye, Mary Jo.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Charlene.
Come on, back and visit.
You all don't forget to write us.
Oh, I don't write letters, but you all can call me if you want.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's very kind.
Anthony, do you suppose we could stop at a drugstore on the way? I need to get some blush on with some little sparkly stuff in it.
We are not stopping. If you want red cheeks, why don't I just slap them for you? I still cannot believe it. They're exactly like you two.
Well, now maybe things can get back to normal.
Yeah, if you call working with naked people normal.
Charlene, I thought we were going to stop talking like that. I thought we were going to return to acting like mature adults.
That's right, I forgot.
Come on, Julia. Now, we know that you took art classes and that you're hip and cool and sophisticated. But you tell the truth now. Didn't it kind of throw you just a little bit?
Well, maybe just a little.
I mean, like, when you're talking to people, you know, and you try to keep your eyes level with theirs because that is the mature thing to do. But tell me the truth. Every once in a little while, didn't you just go like that?
Well, maybe once or twice. I did notice that man with fur on his back. Did you notice him?
Notice him? How could you not notice? I thought he had on a vest.
And how about that man he was playing ping pong with? I mean, he was so tall. That could be dangerous.
He looks like he works out.
I don't think I've ever seen a behind so firm.
Didn't look that firm to me. I bet you it's fake. Did you see his wife? We are talking Silicon City.
Oh, you are kidding me. I didn't know that.
Oh, sure. Wasn't even a good job. I mean, they look like a couple of party hats.
Oh, which one was she?
No, she's
not.
Do you think she's
lying?